Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Joe Vosmak. Batting second. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Boesberger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Brenzel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Peete. Batting third. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Washington. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Marty Hopkins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Phelps. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ray Phelps. And now, play ball. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmak hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is called out on strikes. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Radcliffe moves to third. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Radcliffe scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hopkins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Harder, and towards Berger, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to second. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Brenzel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenzel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vosmick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps is called out on strikes. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a line drive into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pete hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill bunts towards third. Hopkins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell strikes out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Averill moves to second. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Averill moves to third. Trosky moves to second. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Averill scores. Trosky moves to third. Two outs. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trosky scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hale. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Pete applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonura hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bonura moves to second. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0-for-1 in the game. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berger for the out. One out. Bill Brenzel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenzel is 0-for-1 in the game. Brenzel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-1 in the game. Harder hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vosmick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Vosmick reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Ray Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps is 0-for-1 in the game. Phelps strikes out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trosky for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. the White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bonura hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bonura moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 2 in the game. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hopkins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Brenzel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenzel is 0 for 2 in the game. Brenzel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Harder hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Joe Vozmik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmik is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Vozmik hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hopkins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 2 in the game. Hopkins hits a pop-up towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps is 0 for 2 in the game. Phelps hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 3 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill moves to third. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox too. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pete hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Pete reaches third base with a triple. Radcliffe goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3 Indians. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete scores. It's Indians, 4, White Sox, 4. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bonura hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Bonura reaches second base with a double. Haas moves to third. Lloyd Brown now pitching. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Haas scores. Bonura scores. It's 6-4, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-3 in the game. Hopkins hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jocko Conlon now playing center field. Mulehaus now playing right field. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0-for-3 in the game. Berger strikes out. One out. Milt Galatzer pinch hits for Bill Brenzel. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ralph Weingartner pinch hits for Lloyd Brown. Ralph Weingartner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weingartner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Appling fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.